We're heading on down to Bourbon Street in Nolens. We're breaking down Vanderpump Rules Season 5, Episode 15, Beads, Beers, and Tears right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Such a great pick.
It's so shady and I love it.
Is this Matthew?
Yeah.
You picked the song?
He like ran into the room. I've got it.
He's really coming up with great songs every week. I'm loving it.
Because I'm always like, a Britney song?
I know. You turn for Britney every week.
I was like, we're not doing Sometimes by Britney Spears. Maybe next week, guys.
I suggested maybe Justin Bieber. Sorry.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. I'm into it. Hold up. We can't miss
Beyonce.
It.
Wait, I ain't sorry.
Hold up.
Tequila. Katie.
That was Jay. Hey, guys. We're so excited to break down this episode with you. This is a good one. A little action-packed. Mm-hmm. Lots of drama, for sure. Hi, it's Megan Stecker back again, and I'm joined by my boys, my panel.
Go ahead.
I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis, and I'm on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
Oh my god, I actually completely understand his handles now.
I thought you went so nice and slow.
I did,
this week.
I went slow because I was criticized for it.
Still jealous.
Underscore.
By the way, next week I'm wearing my coat over my shoulders, just like you, Megan.
You know, I have issues. It's like I get really hot or really cold here at the studio, right?
Yeah.
So it's either like
it's a pop-off.
Yeah, so it's like the air's pumping because the lights are so hot, but then sometimes we have to turn the air off for audio, so you're sweltering. And I run very chilly usually, but it's like I gotta stay warm, then I get too hot. You gotta have like the on-off
situation.
But you
look so chic with the jacket just hanging loosely.
Oh my god, thank you. Wait, does my hair look like Stassi's tonight? A little
looks
bit?
Looks so good, yes.
Thank you.
Yesterday Scream I had Stassi. A show here at the studio, and it felt like it was 742 degrees in there, and I was wearing a leather jacket. I wanted to die.
That's why you have, it's just like, so it's not like covering up like your armpits and stuff, so your armpits can breathe.
Yeah, that's what the thermostat said, was 742.
Okay. 742.
Celsius.
And already in the chat room,
guys,
make sure to talk to us. We love it. Our fans are really amazing for this show.
Oh my god, yes. Let's do some shout outs. Yeah, people have been chatting with us.
Okay, well, do you want to chat out your
I'll give the shout outs from the chat right now. Zico Gordon says, I enjoy this more than the show itself because these people are great.
Oh, thank you.
Madison Gray says, hi, love you guys.
Hi, Madison. Cool. And then I had some a person on Twitter named Krista Joe who tweeted us all with the same picture of Brandy and Sheena in a photo together, which I never thought I would see the day. And then she also tagged us with Sir is hiring. And I don't know if you guys saw the follow-up tweet of the guy who said, we'll fight on camera, will not show up for shifts. Like, he had a really shady thing to Lisa's tweet. So he was great. And then some YouTube commenters, I think it's Manx, Victoria Elizabeth, Jess W. and Crystal Matlick. And then Kimberly Morton, who said that it was Kristen who actually said, or who drew the penis on the invitation.
Yes.
Yes, I saw that tweet. Yes.
Which deterred me from doing the actual Twitter poll that I promised last week.
Oh, okay. Yes. Good. Because she admitted it. Okay.
Matthew Greer was my last one, and he's very handsome in his picture, so I just wanted to see that one.
Hey.
And my co-host here is still_single, so feel free to tweet him.
Yeah.
Aww.
Hey, Matthew.
We have such handsome listeners, viewers, watchers. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I wanted to give one shout out too. Sorry.
Okay,
Received the nicest message. I'm not going to read it, but I received the nicest message from Rima in Paris, France, who said that she loves the after
We've
show.
We've gone international.
Yeah. It made my night.
Paris.
I took a screenshot. I sent it to my mom. She was like, oh my God, fan mail.
She sounds like your other people.
But yeah, all the other times I imitate people.
Any female voice.
Yeah. Or male sometimes too.
Yeah.
True.
Depending.
That's a true story.
Yes.
You do a great James Kennedy.
It's great.
Okay. Crystal liked the fact that you gave her a shout out.
Ooh.
Crystal.
You're welcome.
Oh, Crystal's in the... Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
Yeah. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, everyone joining us in the chat. So fun. Keep us posted if anybody has any comments,
Make
questions.
Make sure to comment, everyone.
Let's unpack this episode by starting with the packing scene of Stassi and Kristen. So Stassi's really freaking out over how much pressure she feels for Katie to have a good time, which probably is a symptom of how upset Katie has been all summer and just kind of a lot of fights with Tom, very stressed out. it's kind of rubbing off on everybody else to try to make her calm and comfortable and happy. And she also said, I feel like I'm kind of negative and abrasive when talking about herself. And I was like, I love a person that's so in touch. Yeah. Like I say about myself, my cold black heart all the time.
Calling a spade a spade.
Just calling a spade a spade.
I think she feels the pressure, though, because, like, she really wants to impress Katie and the whole group because she really threw out New Orleans, like, guys, I know what I'm doing. And then she really wants to prove something to Katie because last year they were kind of, or was it 2 years? Man, I get that their story
they
kind
blurred.
Of confused. Yeah. Whenever they were not getting along, she just wants to make up for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Kristen was great. Kristen was, like, a good support. Like, don't worry about it. You're fine. And then they even kind of touched a little bit on Patrick, too.
Yeah,
which the story is getting a little... Like, we're hearing about it a lot now.
I love how they do it where they kind of do the foreshadowing at the beginning. Like, they touched upon Patrick in that conversation, and then it came full circle at the very end of the episode, which I know we'll get to. But yeah. I love how they... How they do it. They plant the little seeds and then you kind of watch it grow during the show.
Right.
It's nice to hear about Patrick now because that was kept completely private and off the show. Funny enough, that's something they were upset with Lala for keeping her life and relationship off the show. Mm-hmm. Just saying. But it's nice to hear now what has gone on. And she, when she starts crying over Patrick, she won't stop saying how depressed she's feeling and that her psoriasis. And we all looked at each other and said, did she say psoriasis? But I think it's a symptom of stress really flares up that skin condition is what I've heard.
I thought it was like a pill for like men to help them enhance themselves. Like it sounds like one of those kind of things. I don't know what psoriasis is. I'm sorry.
Is it like eczema? I don't have either of those, so I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I will go along with whatever you say.
I think it's Kim Kardashian has one of those too. And I think it's definitely like stress can flare it up.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Sure. It's yeah.
It could be yeah. Your body does weird things when you're stressed out.
Oh, for sure. And everybody has different kinds of
reactions. You know, people's like eyelids twitch or...
Hair falls out. Yeah. Oh, I get eyelid twitches. I'm having real bad.
Twitch today.
I get a twitchy lip sometimes. Like, it looks like I'm Elvis. Like, my one side of my lip goes up all funny and I'm like, I can't.
Sing Hound Dog a lot.
And I can't make it. It looks like I'm having a stroke kind of, which is bad.
Yeah.
on to another scene quickly. nothing to do with Elvis. Ariana's mom is visiting them. And really nothing comes out of this scene other than watching Tom blow the power out in the apartment just because he dared to turn the microwave on.
And the air conditioning was on at the same time.
I did see them say, I believe on Watch What Happens Live, that they're not going to move out of this apartment, this janky apartment, because that he also lived in with Kristen, because they are saving up so much money to buy a house because this rent is so cheap and it's rent controlled.
Logical. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a smart decision.
But, I mean, you could probably find something kind of equivalent that has working microwave and AC.
Right, like, and they're probably making enough now that they've been on the show for 4 or 5 seasons now.
True. I don't know how Tom can do his hair without blowing out the fuses every day.
Right, well, maybe he's not running the microwave at the same time.
No, you can't cook while you do it.
As he's straightening it.
I think they said, I forget if this was on Watch What Happens Live or in an interview, but they're the only ones who have not upgraded in an apartment style on the show.
Yeah.
Everybody else has moved.
Correct.
Right. I mean, James is in a living room. That's not his, but upgrade.
And he's also not part of the original cast.
True. Maybe they just met
there's a
original
huge
cast.
Pay difference probably there, too.
Yeah. Actually, that was something that was touched on to give like a tease. If you guys haven't listened to the Tomorrow Show yet, where Matthew was on there, Sheena and Ariana were dishing very serious, saying that Lala is not, she's considered supporting, so that's why Sheena kind of gave a pass as to why she doesn't feel like Lala has to give all of her information out, and that's the difference between Stassi and Lala.
Yeah.
And Sheena kind of got some heat from the other cast members for saying that.
Thank you for the plunging. She's right.
Yeah, I'm just
because
saying, like, it was right. very informative. They said that's like the most honest edit that people have received. It was a great, it's great to hear them
and
for an hour.
It was a really honest interview, too.
Yeah.
They had some fun moments.
I loved, like, I started listening to the beginning, and, like, Ariana right off the bat was just, like, talking so much, mm-hmm. and everything was honest, and really great personal details about them. Like, Ariana had a relationship with a woman, and she considers herself kind of on a sexual spectrum, not straight or gay. Like, it's really good stuff.
Yeah, so, those are some teases, so you guys should go
check it out. The Tomorrow Show with
two episodes ago.
Yeah.
And Sheena guest hosted, so she's in it the whole time.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, sorry.
It's fine. James shows up at Pump. There's going to be a party that evening. The Daily Mail is hosting a party there. And they actually liked his music he DJed at another party, so they asked him to DJ at Pump, supposedly. I'm not really buying it. I think this was like a nice...
Produced scene.
Moment. Yeah, I think there really was a Daily Mail party at Pump.
Absolutely.
And the producers were like, James needs scenes. Let's throw him in there and make this a story.
The only part that I didn't feel was produced was Ken acknowledging that they requested James to DJ.
That is true. That is
because
true.
Because I don't think Ken would say that if he didn't mean it. He just doesn't seem like the BSer type to me.
I believe that because I think that they kind of view Pump as a package deal with a cast member. Like, mm-hmm. I bet Daily Mail is kind of like, well, we want it there, but we kind of want a Vanderpump vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, or somebody from the show. So I bet that I could believe that they wanted him there. I don't know how high the demand was. Like, if they could have been like, well, we don't have him.
We're not
under.
Doing it if James isn't
right.
Doing
I don't know
it,
if
right.
they would cancel because he wasn't there, but it seemed like, it could be, like, people can request their DJs.
That's true. It might have been like, oh, we put him on the invitation because it's a celebrity name for a popular show, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah, the tie-in's crazy. So, and I bet Daily Mail will lose their minds if they had somebody from the show at this place writing, you know, doing that stuff. So, but I could see both sides. Like, they could be like, James, we need you in for a scene.
Yeah.
True.
And a shout-out to my handsome, handsome friend Chad, who is the manager at Pump. He's one of my oldest friends. I've known him as long as I've lived in L.A.
He looked great.
As soon as he came up on the screen, you're like, he's so handsome. And I was like, he is so handsome.
I see him from time to time. I'm like, oh, you're so handsome. And he's like, thank you.
Handsome guy.
Now stop hugging me.
Yeah. Get your hands off me.
Lisa really knows how to hire them.
Yeah.
I tell ya.
Yes, she does.
The fact that she's looking for more servers, I think, it's so fun. Bravo did like a fun little shady play on the 10 requirements to work at Sir as well.
Okay.
So how you said that guy tweeted you, they also did their own version. It was like, you must, you know, be able to, 7 of you must be able to take off on the same weekend and go off to Cabo and call your boss while you're there. And she paid for your room. Like, it's very funny.
Which is so relevant to this episode because we knew it was coming. But the phone call.
Yeah. Every episode that they travel.
So
Lisa's
silly.
Upgraded them. She's paid for this. She's paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
She wants a call with the details.
With a cheeky note.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got it tonight.
Yeah.
Delivered.
We throw a pool party at Sheena's. I have no idea why. I have no idea why Azusa. Right before we're leaving for a big party that everyone's going to, we throw a small pool party before that. I don't know. It was nice that Tom and Katie...
explained, which didn't really make any sense.
No, it was a couple different lines kind of edited together, Frankenstein style.
Yeah.
It was like, okay.
They wanted They wanted to clear the tension, I think, was her explanation for it. And, I mean, we just had a lot of Tom and Katie, like...
Right.
I'm like, not going to talk.
Conveniently, Tom and Katie had gotten a fight the day before and were not talking. So that was pretty good.
But how was that ride out? Were they driving together? Or, like, what?
Good point. I was wondering if they were silent treatment the whole way over.
I mean,
it was weird. I wonder if she went with the girls and he went with the guys. Because she looked around at one point.
No, but they saw that Moo Moo. They hadn't seen the Moo Moo until he walked in.
Perfection.
So unless production put them in two separate cars to say, like, you guys need to have a conversation on camera. But I feel like that's, like... intervening in
but
a life.
I wouldn't doubt that happened.
The GoPro cameras, they could have set something up. I would have wanted to see
the ride.
The ride.
I bet they were separated for rides from production over to Azusa. I guarantee it. Because she and Stassi were in the pool together and she's looking around. She's like, I haven't even talked to Tom yet today.
True. Okay.
She did seem more upset than that, though, than that delivery.
Okay, can you do
can
it?
Can you do it one more time?
No, I can't.
I haven't even talked to Tom yet today.
There you go.
Is that better?
But it was like...
I'm not an actress. I can't take a note. This is really real. This is real life. I work really hard on this show. This is really real.
You did great. I believed it.
I'm trying to sound like a Vanderpump Rules cast member, by the way.
You're right, though. She did say that she hadn't talked to him that whole day, so maybe I bet they were separated, just for the sake of the show.
Or even if they took one big van. I like how we're just predicting.
Yeah, I know. That huge cargo van with like the four or five rows of seats, totally. And they were like totally opposite in the van.
I just thought the scene earlier that we talked about where Ariana's mom was with Tom and Ariana in their living room, mm-hmm. and they were talking about the pool party. I thought there was going to be more parental, because you saw Shayna's mom, you saw Ariana's mom, but there was no... I don't know. I wonder if it got cut or if it just...
Maybe Ariana's mom will pop up later again. So it's like we've been introduced to her at least. Yeah. Because nothing really... That didn't have legs.
Nope.
Not
really. No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What else happened at this pool party?
I did like their little interaction, though, about the horse.
Okay.
I mean, it was very brief, but it was just sweet. And we had already talked about the horse.
Yeah. She was super emotional about it before. Yeah. I like that side of Ariana.
Yep. Sweet.
Great.
Schwartz's moo-moo. This was a lot. This is a lot to unpack here. He was kind of making excuses for it, and he's like, it's fun, it's funny, I got it in Hawaii. And then comes the real reason he's wearing it. He says he wears it when he's given up on the day. And he's also saying, Tequila Katie's back. Tequila Katie is effing back, is what he said. Thoughts on the moo-moo and Schwartz's current state of mind?
I love the moo-moo. I want
you do?
One.
I thought it was the saddest thing I've ever seen. He's like, when I've given up on the day, I'm like, you certainly have given up on the day. He's still hot from the neck up.
Yeah.
He was right.
But I just love that he throws it on with such confidence and walks around the party and owns the joint.
He's so, I mean, he's a golden girl. Come on. That was so golden girl.
Sophia?
One of them. Whoever. Blanche, all of them.
Yeah. It's cute. I think he's just so... it's not, like, a obnoxious... Like, you know those guys who just do it to be obnoxious and, like look at the attention?
Boys. Yeah.
I think he genuinely just, like, enjoys, like, doing it. I don't know. It's fun.
I think it's fun, too.
And then his... what was the other... The follow-up was his whole demeanor about the whole day. Like, I've given up. Tequila Katie's back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the whole... It seems like the whole main cast was there... saying the same thing, like, you need to patch things up. They are so invested in, like, making sure she's happy.
Wow. Everybody was in on trying to get them to patch that up.
Mary Duda 444 said in the chat room, is Tequila Katie not regular Katie too?
Shade. That was a read. Yeah.
I would say that the audience feels that way this year, for sure. I think the cast would probably argue that, and I think the audience feels that way.
Yeah, like,
I just wonder really what it is, though, because, like, Michelle D in the chat room just said, Katie seems miserable. Julia, the health girl, said Katie seems like she's suffering from depression. The cast members are saying it in their interviews. They're, you know, Tom's saying it in scene and in his interviews. But then now that the season's not shooting, everyone's defending, including Katie, her depression, and that there isn't any, and that she's getting a bad edit. So I don't know what the truth about it is.
True.
My last point was, I was happy Stassi stepped in and said, like, you've just got to drop it. You got to let it go.
Yep, mm-hmm. I like that too.
Mm-hmm. That was an amazing moment.
She was being, like, objective about the whole situation. Like,
she didn't want the kiss. Right.
Yeah, like, just let it go. That was my last point.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
I liked also Jack saying they just Febreze their situation rather than, like, clean up what's under the carpet.
And that with the...
This is the carpet. This is sweeping under things.
Making, like, a lump-looking thing, yeah. I know, and the Febreze thing, yeah.
It's like, Jack's made a lot of sense this episode and was quite sensitive.
He looked great in some of the scenes, too. Like, when he was taking the suitcase out.
Oh.
Like a gorilla. Like
strong.
Yeah, he did one look. He did a Jay Ellis look over the shoulder.
You're never going to stop.
Ever.
You have such a type, man.
No, but this is... He says I shaded him when we first met. Like,
I said he shaded. You shaded.
No, it was like a... People were... This is so off topic.
Yeah, no.
We'll talk later.
We'll keep the fans guessing.
Tweet them about it. We'll keep the conversation going.
How did they think we met? Okay.
So Katie actually says, pretty emotionally in her interview about this whole fight, that he puts another woman's feelings over hers. And And I felt like, Matthew, you had a strong reaction to it. You were like, that's fair. Yeah, absolutely. And I did feel for her in this moment, but we have seen this argument since the first season. Like, there's nothing new with them. Like, she's always so offended, and there's this huge drunk fight and a huge fallout the next day or following days when she feels like he sticks up for someone. And do you guys feel like at this point she needs to accept that, like, the man she's going to marry is, like, super inclusive, doesn't want to have enemies, and does stick up for people when she's going crazy, mm-hmm. when she's kind of going off the deep end? He'll try to say, it's not as bad as you think, like, let's chill out, like, this person deserves to be seen from this angle. Yeah. Like, do you think she needs to just realize that's the man she's going to marry?
I think you should know that about, because he's not a person where he said, let's agree on this trip that I'm going to have your back, but we're not going to fight. He's not that kind of guy who, whatever she says, like, the sky's green, he's not going to be like, yes, it is, honey. He's going to be like, no, like, look at it more sensibly. And I think that's who he always has been. And she wants somebody who's going to be like, you're right, it's green and I see it. Mm-hmm. And he's just not that guy. And I think he wants, like, a communication between the whole group. And I don't think he's choosing, it's not, I think she's thinking of it as a choice. Like, he's choosing Ariana's opinion over hers.
And I don't think that's the case.
It's not. And I think that's how she's viewing it, but I don't think that's what he's doing in his head. He's just, like, rationalizing why Ariana's doing what she's doing, why Katie's doing what she's doing.
Right.
And additionally, I think that Tom is a peacekeeper.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like back when they were so anti-Sheena and were calling her all the names in the book that they call Lala, he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And that's when they got in that huge fight and he poured the beer on her head. Like, this has been since season one, this same argument. And I just, maybe this is the issue next week that everyone's like, you guys, there's a deep down issue that you guys need to go to therapy about. Like, maybe that's what everyone's alluding to.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it could hurt, but I feel like it doesn't hurt for a lot of couples to go to therapy and just sit and talk. And if you're not understanding my point of view and we've been together for so long, why don't we try and talk it out with someone else?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I mean, exactly.
There are worse things.
Mm-hmm.
But he also did say, which I loved when he was here, is that he's not going to take on other people's grudges.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's exactly it in a nutshell.
But this has been, like what you said, Megan, like, we've seen this since the very beginning where he will do something and she'll just be like, why don't you go have a, I'm basically married, go have, when Sheena's, like, giving a lap dance, like, I don't know, like, she snaps to, like, well, why don't you just go do this then? Like, that's mm-hmm. how they, that's why I think they've made it so long, is because they know that this is their relationship. I think they settled into this where we fight, we make up, we fight, we make up. So I think they're just used to it.
That's true. That's a good point.
Thank you.
Good point, JLS.
Yep. Oh my gosh, I have to start rushing through some of this. I have so many notes. Stassi and Britt talk about going to New Orleans. Stassi's a little upset she's the only single one. Brittany asks about Katie and Tom. This is still at the pool party. Kristen yells. So this was getting a little wild for me. Kristen starts yelling at Tom not to talk about Katie, quote, like that. He really was just saying, like, she's being Tequila Katie, or she's, like, not talking to me. Like, he really wasn't saying anything bad. The defense of
they
Katie
make her,
is really...
They want to pacify her, and that's not the way to deal with it. You don't just say, I'm so sorry. Like, you don't back down. Or maybe you do. I don't know. single. You just kind of... You should be able to communicate and just not be like, I'm so sorry, I was in the wrong, even though I think it's both their faults. And she shouldn't be sulking in a corner like, I don't want to kiss.
Whenever Katie does anything wrong, for the past 5 seasons, they've referred to her as Tequila Katie. It has to burn her. So I'm sure that when Kristen's like, you can't call her that, because that's like, that's just got to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm sure
she's going to watch it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure she doesn't want to be known as Tequila Katie. Right. That can't feel good.
Unless it's on her terms and she's renaming herself. Like, when she's at her, was it her engagement? She's like, Tequila Katie. Like, that was, like, poking fun, but it wasn't, like, in a name-calling way.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sheena actually kind of forces Tom to go, just give up this whole thing, give up this standoff, and go talk to Katie. I have to say, I'm a lot like Katie in a fight. Like, I want the guy to come to me and be like, I'm sorry. Let's make up. And I'll be like, you knew you were wrong, didn't you? Thanks, babe. Like, that's how I am.
Yeah.
I don't think I go to the lengths that she does to, like, stay mad. I think after I've had it after a certain number of hours, and I'm like, can we talk?
Yeah. Don't you see I'm mad?
Don't you see I'm right?
Right. Yeah. But, Stassi saying, like, you need to let it go, like we said, I was like, wow, okay. Now we know.
The best friends come in.
Yeah, when Stassi swoops in and is like, let's give it up, it's like, let's move on.
Yeah.
Jackson Brittany pack, and we see him be his same old lovely domestic 1950s self and telling her to do all the laundry before they leave.
I know you didn't just say that to me.
This is kind of a fun part of the episode where everybody packs. So kind of like in a Housewives show where they always show the packing and they always show what they order when they're out to eat. This is fun for me to see everyone packing. Mm-hmm. Sheena and Shay are packing. They interestingly say Katie and Tom need to get it together before we go. And then Sheena says, you know, you're only going to get married once. You know, this is only your one time, which made me sad.
They knew what they were doing when they were, like, making this season. Like, they just...
You think you knew?
I think so. I mean, for Shay to be so absent in all of the other things, except for when Sheena's talking about how good their relationship is, like, I feel like they just are building this up so that they can watch it crumble. Because we don't see Shay anymore.
I felt like he's kind of checked out of the marriage, so that's why he's, like, hiding at the studio all the time.
And I'm sorry, but the pool party, too, Jack said something... It seemed very rude to me about, like, you don't ask Sheena for marriage advice. Like, you wouldn't ask Shay for sobriety advice. Like,
yeah,
it's pointless. Was mean. I didn't like that.
That was really mean.
Sick.
And it the sick moment of the week goes to Jax Taylor.
For calling out the sobriety. But
for the sobriety.
Yeah, comment. But I just think that they're always just using Shay now as a, like, crutch for that. Like, they're showing, like, look, guys, we knew that it wasn't working, and we're going to include these moments of them. They didn't have to show that part.
It seems like we've given up on Sheena being the punching bag, and now her storyline is the Shay. So I think we're being set up to watch the downfall, because I know she says they got that on camera.
This season,
She said it'll all be shown this whole season.
So this, they must be trying to show us how great everything's seen before everything fall apart.
Right.
Katie and Tom pack together, and they agree she won't rage text him, and he will have her back, and they won't fight. Supposedly.
Two things from the chat room. Dana Holland says, Megan is a lovely 10 out of 10.
Oh. Hey,
and then Darren
you.
Wilson agrees and says,
where's Jessica?
Yes, Dana Holland, her makeup is glorious tonight.
Thank you. Oh my God, even though my one eyelash is falling off. I sneezed so hard earlier that my eyelash is hanging off in the corner. Anywho.
You still look good.
Thank you.
Yes.
So the gang goes to New Orleans. We pretty much fast forward past any traveling that we might normally get to see. And then everyone's trying to check into the hotel. And Jax's card is declined. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. I love how we had an excuse ready. Like, oh, I just spend so much money. So every time I travel, they shut my card down.
Yeah. I love how he was like, it must be because I spend a lot.
I mean...
To be fair, at least another card worked.
I love how Brittany goes, again!
Yeah.
Dead giveaway.
It's becoming a trend.
She goes, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Brittany is so likable.
I mean, she's not a mean bone in her body.
No.
Not at all. So sweet.
Yeah.
Sheena and Shay have a second anniversary dinner to get to. Stassi crashes Tom and Katie's room by having her room service delivered to their room.
Looks so good.
Oh, yeah. Mouths watering
but
over here.
They also showed her... I mean, it was so sad because... Well, not... I'm laughing. But it was so sad because she walks in and she's just kind of like... Like, she's going through her suitcase and she calls room service, and I assume, like, it was just for herself. But, like, they show all the other couples walking in and, like, kissing and, like, this is gorgeous. And it's, like, Stassi with a suitcase. Yeah. So it was kind of a bummer.
That made me feel sad.
It was effective editing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It didn't make me
feel I think we've
sad.
All felt that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing worse than a fresh breakup.
Jay's like, not me.
There's nothing worse than a fresh breakup.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I lose, like, 10 pounds. I can't eat. It's the worst.
Get some room service.
I need to break up more often.
I know. It's a really good diet.
Yeah.
And of course, the obligatory call to Lisa, thanking her for their champagne and for buying their suite for them.
Next.
She was feeding her horses, so...
She was feeding her miniature horses. Her
Rose
miniature
and what? What were the names of the horses?
I forget.
Rose and...
Diamonds.
And diamonds. That's exactly right.
Jesus
sitting
Christ.
On a swing.
Diamonds and roses.
Sitting on that swing. Did Ken buy it for her? Did she buy it for Ken?
I don't watch Housewives, so I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Was that a Housewives purchase? Yeah, I didn't see that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, for some gift that he barely mm-hmm. smiled and thanked her for.
Yeah. For the rest of the episode, we're on Bourbon Street, and a lot happens.
He gave her a swing?
Or she gave him
a swing. That's actually kind of cute now. Like, I'm thinking about it.
And then comes the kinky sex joke that she always does on Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It's whatever, like, she has to do for the gift or whatever.
Oh, now a swing is, or whatever. Oh, I don't know. I can only imagine what she said.
That's exactly. Come,
yeah. Is this a sign you want us to be swingers,
Ken?
Yeah, and
Ken? People are like, oh, and then Kyle will be like, Kyle Richards would...
And Lisa...
will be like, do you and Ken swing? And Lisa's like, only sometimes, depending on the couple.
Right.
Does she have finger guns? Does Lisa bring, like, does she swing the finger
gun? No, but I can also see her being like, oh, Ken, you've just had your hips replaced. You have to be careful while being swingers.
Yeah, be careful because this gentleman right here is about to toss you in the pool.
The Baja Shelf. Oh, I saw that preview and it was so upsetting.
I was so upset when that happened.
He looked like a ventriloquist dummy. It's not funny, but it, like, they showed
that. Are you sure?
They showed that preview so much that I
she's really about to lose her eyelashes. She's crying.
And I wouldn't laugh if I knew he wasn't okay. But they showed that commercial so much. It looked like somebody had taken, like, a pool floaty.
And it was such, like, a non-moment in the show. Like, it happened, and he was fine.
That could have been the entire episode. I could have watched the aftermath. I wanted him, the guy who threw him in the water. Sorry, we're on Beverly Hills Housewives now, for those of you who are like, where did this show just turn? The guy needed to be thrown out of the party. Ken clearly wasn't okay, but nodding that he was, and then all Housewives... hop in the pool with them.
I thought he had a mild concussion.
Okay. Guys,
I thought Jiggy was on his head, but that was just his weather.
Lisa will never come to the studio.
Never.
We're laughing at her.
Sorry,
mother,
Lisa.
Husband being thrown. Okay, back on track. Whew,
back on Bourbon Street. So Stassi's promises of taking them to the coolest places. Included the biggest tourist destination in the state, Bourbon Street.
Places that nobody would ever know about. Bourbon
Street. I didn't listen to one word you just said.
She's saying that Stassi brought them to, like, the most tourism. It's like me going to, like, guys, I know all the hot spots in Vegas. Let's go to the Strip.
That's like me saying.
More examples. Let's do more examples. Guys, let's go to San Francisco. I'm going to show you something nobody's ever seen.
Like, I'll take you to Boston. Okay. I'll take you to legal seafood.
It's like me saying, I'm going to show you around Los Angeles. Did you get a Hollywood Vine?
Stupid. Okay. Bourbon Street is... I mean, I know what that is.
My stomach hurts from laughing.
We've officially derailed.
I'm so hot. The jacket's coming off.
The bar...
I'm hot, too. It's so warm in here.
But the bar did look like it wasn't packed. And it looked something that you may not know was there unless you knew where it was. I'll say that. Yeah. It did look like a very cool... Especially for them. It looked almost like an LA place in New Orleans.
Yeah. No, it was chill. Like a nice outdoor patio to stretch out in.
Michelle D wants to know if anyone made a gift of Katie getting hit by beads.
That was
by beads.
That was so good. She goes, "Oh, that hurt."
It will be somewhere on Twitter, but.
And then she fell on the Baja Shelf.
Oh my god!
You guys, we've got to.
We've got to get it together. Okay.
I'm crying.
Okay, let's take it down a notch. Okay, so. Sheena and Shay do go out for dinner, and we get to see more of their private conversations.
And private pictures.
So, Shay has been sober for 8 months. She's very, very proud of all the work he's done to get sober. She presents him with the boudoir book. And they really talk to each other in a really loving and sweet way. She seems really moved by what he says back. Matt's going to spit out his water. And he said, losing you is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. And that made me really sad because I know we're being set up for, like, them to get divorced.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, he was saying that to her so, like, so soon before they decide to get divorced.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly.
This picture looked great. And it's 2 years, their anniversary, which...
Mm-hmm.
That is such a quick time to get a divorce.
Yeah.
In the scheme of things.
I always like to give people credit for the amount of time they're together before they get married as well. And sometimes people have a great relationship and then they get married, and sometimes it changes things in a bad way. Like, they very soon get divorced, but they've been together for a million years. Yeah. And I always wonder what that is.
I don't know.
Like, what changes? I don't know if it's, like, the thought of, like, oh, I always had an out, so I chose to be with you.
Yeah.
And now we're legally bound and I need out. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I always thought maybe that's it. Matthew is tight.
It's, like, easier flipped. Not to talk right now.
Okay.
I'm afraid I'm going to, like, lose it.
All right, let's talk about Sandoval and Katie speaking.
Yeah.
He kind of just comes up on her out of nowhere while they're at the bar on Bourbon Street and starts talking while they're all shaking shots and chugging hurricanes. wants to have a serious talk about how are things going 3 weeks before the wedding. And she says, I've been losing my mind, which I think is evident to all of us. I wonder if it's just bridal stress that has been triggering all these fights, or that makes her feel so wounded all the time.
To be fair, she did kind of launch into a 4-text long accusation, like, we only fight when it's about you guys. Mm-hmm. So it does involve Tom Sandoval. Like, mm-hmm. she inadvertently kind of put him into it. So I think he was just checking in. And her...
That's true.
This is he
needed to
assessment.
Clear that up with her. That's true.
An overall assessment seems like her texts come kind of out of nowhere. Like, it mm-hmm. seems like they just...
Right, like she gets drunk, and then in her mind, this is reality and needs to be dealt with, and whatever she's angry about, you're going to know about.
I'm not sure if it's even like a drunk thing. I think
I don't think it is a drunk thing. Well, I think it's what she thinks during the day.
I mean, and she's made threats in the past two episodes. So tonight she said something about, like, I hit my limits. Mm-hmm. I have my limits, and I'll explode.
Yeah.
And then last week it was, if you mess with me, I'll F you up, or something about, if you this, I'll F you up.
Yeah.
So it must be she does hit a certain point to where you've made her angry that it's like, never mind, I'm going off.
I can't exactly remember what the whole conversation was, but I think Tom, again, this is like third episode in a row where he's just coming in very rational.
Yeah.
And just saying, like, you guys can't, it's not something that you're going to keep being able to avoid. I think you guys need mm-hmm. an actual talk. And she took that as, do you really want to do this? But I think he's looking at it more as a work through this so you guys are on the same team, finally, mm-hmm. instead of a... not calling off the wedding. He's not saying, like, you guys should get married. He's saying you guys should want to be married and not be like, this is what we should do.
Right.
Right. Which I think, if they're talking about it and Katie's crying about it, like, it's obvious to us as viewers, and it's really happening. Mm-hmm. If that's what all of the cast members are going to them separately and saying, like, you guys have to work this out. Mm-hmm. Like, this has to be a happy wedding. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. He also tries to point out the hypocrisy of her, the Ariana Lala, the defense of Lala, and that, well, you know, Katie, you started saying all this horrible stuff about her.
No, I won't hear it.
First day. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That was her reaction. I
was happy that he actually didn't let her shut him down, and he continued with his thought and got it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not get angry.
And not get angry.
He was very calm.
He's very even-tempered or reasonable.
He's got, like, Ariana's super cool, like, never gets that upset anymore thing going on. Mm. I like how they've gelled into, like, it's almost like a brother-sister thing.
Yep.
Which I know seems weird for a couple dating, but they seem so much alike now as far as their personalities. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, they're, like, totally just locked into, like, a calm, like, the way they approach stuff. Yeah.
It's a good team. Quickly back at Sir James goes to tell Lisa, I did so great at DJing that one party. You need to hire me back one night a week at your company. It was a hard no.
Yeah. And look, I'm happy. Because if it was mm-hmm. a maybe or a yes, I'd be like, I've lost. I said this earlier, too. Like, she needs to stick to her guns on this one, or else I'm going to lose, like, this mm-hmm. whole casting, this whole, like, they're working at a restaurant. I just wouldn't believe it.
I mean, if he's doing so great at that one gig he's at two nights a week, then keep doing great. You can keep, you can work somewhere else. You mm-hmm. can work more nights at that place. Like, just keep building.
Yep.
And then you can build back your trust with Lisa if she feels like she wants you back.
Yeah. And Gigi was in that scene, too. You liked her?
Oh, yeah.
Matthew. Yeah.
Gigi.
I liked that scene. I liked
it. Cold and shady at that front desk.
She's not letting him step on her either.
No.
Do you have a reservation?
Yep. Because we're all booked up.
Booked up. So the end of the show was a really emotional, very drunk scene. Yeah. So that kind of took away from it for me because everyone was so drunk and a little slurry. But Brittany and Stassi are trying to talk over on the side about Stassi being single, her breakup. And Jax intervenes and she's like so mad that Jax would make a kissy face toward his girlfriend in front of her. And then she breaks down into tears and says that Patrick didn't want to be around at all because of Jax, because he knew everything that Jax did. And I think once she explained it, it made a little more sense to me.
I think
but
so
she,
too.
But like that she had to live two lives. The sobbing for the apology and him sobbing back was a surprise to me.
I thought it was a great scene from start to finish.
Yes.
Do you think he still owes her that apology?
Yes.
Really? I 100%. Feel like he's apologized so many times, especially at reunions.
I think that it was finally a real apology, whether or not there was alcohol involved in that whole thing, and obviously there was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he gave her what she's been looking for.
True.
For all this time.
I don't
think
she ever would have got it if he wasn't that drunk.
True. Fair. Fair. Yeah. And I did like that he said, I was a different person back then, 6 years ago. I cheated, I stole, you,
yeah,
and I'm all
in
that. You were like Winona Ryder last season with those sunglasses. Like, that was not when you were together. That was
I know,
Brittany.
I'm like, probably the only thing we couldn't definitively prove from one season ago was the cheating, maybe. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Right.
Oh, Jax. We love your...
Monica Relaford in the chat room says Jax is still in love with Stassi. I actually beg to differ. Like, I don't get that from them at all. Like, I think they are able to be in each other's company. But you don't really see them talking in many scenes, even group scenes.
I think they were different people back then. I think she's a different person in a lot of ways, and so is he.
Right.
Like, they weren't... They just aren't the same people.
Right.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you say exactly what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see the heat between them. No. Like, I don't think it would ever happen again. I think she's really grossed out by
him. Just have good chemistry because they have such history.
True. Yeah.
Because when they did the podcast episode, like, you could see that they had something there, but that's just from their background.
Yep.
And I think, like, once you've had good chemistry, you might always have good chemistry. Like, it might just be, it's like, some kind of, like, your energy's vibe or something.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
Never know.
And I think it's funny that the two stars of the show, like, the season one stars... are still the biggest stars of the show, but in completely different capacities. Like, they have completely different lives. They hardly ever intersect, and they're on the same show and have all the same friends.
Mm-hmm. True. True.
You're right.
They're probably the most far apart people out of the whole group, I would think.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Interesting. How do we feel about Brittany's moment of being really jealous that he cried and apologized to Stassi?
It was interesting because I wasn't expecting it, but I thought it was so honest of her. Like, I thought it was a really raw reaction. Like, you're apologizing to her, your ex-girlfriend of 6 years, like you just said, but I can't get an apology for when you're a jerk to me, like, yesterday when we were packing.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like he doesn't get it that he's hurting her feelings all the time when they're in the house and he's saying comments like that. He doesn't get it at all that he's upsetting her.
And she's coming from a rational place, too. Like, she's not... mad about it. She's just, like, confused, like, generally confused.
Any other comments about this evening? I have a couple little...
Go for
items
it.
...items to share.
Yeah. I think
everybody's
that's
good.
All my notes. Yep.
Okay. So, I was just looking online today for anything fun and crazy, but I wanted to look more into the Brandi Glanville and Sheena taking the photo together thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So, E! News reported that they came face-to-face at a pre-Grammy event in Los Angeles after they had kind of been talking through Watch What Happens Live to each other, because they had blocked each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
So they were kind of talking through Watch What Happens Live. They saw each other at this pre-Grammy event, and they started posing for a photo together. They were, like, hanging out together, put on makeup together. Brandi was with her boyfriend, DJ Freeze. I don't know if that's how you say it. And Sheena was with Lala, Ariana, and Sandoval. So it appears, the source said, Sheena and Lala appeared on good terms. There was no drama.
And a cute photo.
Yeah, they look great. Way to bury the hatchet, girls.
I'm happy to see that they found the common enemy is Eddie and not each other. When, I mean, Eddie was lying to both of them, and that's what's hard is they don't take it out on the cheater. They take it out on the other person.
That's right.
It's nice to... Thank you. It's nice to see Brandi kind of... grow up and move on, because she's a real She loves to explode on things real quickly, too. Yeah,
and I only know her supplementally from Vanderpump and some other other reality shows. So
yeah.
And on her podcast, when Brandy had Lala on, I mean, part of the conversation was Sheena bashing. And that was only a few months ago, right? Several months ago?
Maybe right when the season started?
Yeah.
I think.
Which is fairly recent.
Yeah.
True. But cool. Glad they buried it.
Yep.
Did you hear?
Reality T had... this is just a kind of a clip out of an article on Reality T that I just think sums up how so many of the fans are feeling that the certain cast members just don't get. So Kristen tweeted, "I'm so effing over everyone hating on Katie. Have a heart and cut the shit. You actually have no clue what you're talking about." And the article goes on to say, well, it's nice that Kristen, Stassi, and Katie like each other because no one else seems to. Kristen continued to defend herself and Katie on Twitter, insulting viewers with name-calling and tit-for-tat nonsense while telling us that she is so above dealing with this. When one user called Stassi a bully and Katie a mean drunk, Kristen replied, "Are those notes of the heart? You're just a peach, aren't you? Personally, I do not feel much sympathy for these girls. If you do not want to be called out for being reprehensible, here's a tip. Don't act reprehensibly." I mean, it's like, the thing is, whether or not this is like real behavior or real life, they have to know that they get edited into looking like a really dramatic, worse version of what really happened. And they have admitted to like trying to make a good show, right, which means they know that they're acting terrible sometimes.
Right.
So like, just own it. I don't understand this constant defense of their behavior. Like,
the 1 hour that we watch each week is a character of who they are.
And a character of their worst moments.
Right.
And like, we understand that, but sometimes you are just being an a-hole. Just admit it. Or just say like, man, I really look like a jerk this week. I don't think you can defend it constantly.
No. And you can't attack other people for the hour that they see of you.
Right. Exactly. It's like, we know there's a lot more to the story.
Yeah, we know you're a real person who has real flaws and has a real heart and has a real soul.
Right.
We get that. But we're critiquing the hour that we see, fans and hosts alike.
Exactly. Okay, well,
that was all the gossip
I have for this
week. Lots of laughs.
And a good lead into what's going to happen next week, I think.
So excited. Yeah. It's going to be so much drama.
Can't wait.
Tom doesn't want to marry Katie anymore.
Okay.
Damn it.
I still want to marry Tom, though, so that's okay.
I'll sign up for that.
Okay, perfect.
So Tom can find me on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
And he can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And guys, you can chat with me online on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecker. And if you want to check out my feelings on the Kashmir Saha, how about that, girl? Check out Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. I'm on the Valentine's Day Love It or Hate It episode. That's out today.
I'm going to listen.
Wonderful.
Ooh, it's so fun. We'll see you guys next week for more Vanderpump Rules.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Tequila!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.